I'm Neil Carter, the pastor at Rocky River Presbyterian Church. Thank you for joining us through our podcast. And let me extend a personal invitation as well to join us at RRPC in person Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. This season in the church is a rather odd time. We call it ordinary time, a time where there is no real special celebration like Advent, Christmas, or Easter. Some find it difficult to speak of time and faith as ordinary. But if you think about it, we have a lot of ordinary days in our lives. Even still, God is the God of special days, and God is the God of ordinary days. So come journey with us. May you be renewed and empowered, comforted, and challenged as we listen to and for God's Word together today. Welcome to RRPC and our Wednesday evening time of devotion and Bible study. This week's focus is Isaiah 40, verses 3 through 5. It's the second week of Advent. A voice cries out, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken the word of God for the people of God." A few years ago, Deb and I, we went to Arizona to look at, well, basically, the desert, a lot of it. The desert is hot. It is miserable. It is dry. It is harsh. Did I mention hot? And yet the prophet Isaiah speaks of a place like it, as if it were a place of hope, and even the very place where the kingdom of God would show up. Certainly, he's mistaken. The terrain is too dry. The workers are too few to do the work of making the highway. It's just not rational for a preacher to be saying such things as Isaiah. Yet, this is the very place that the prophet Isaiah says we should be to prepare the way for the Lord. Prepare a way in the desert. To prepare, we repent, turn around, go the opposite direction, because the kingdom of God is at hand. Is that like now? Right now? Think about it. The kingdom of God is at hand during a pandemic. Now? In the current political climate? Now? There's no way our government can work together and the kingdom of God is at hand now? I don't see a way that the kingdom of God is at hand in the Middle East, Israel, Iran. I don't know how you make your way straight through all that. Not now. And probably, in my thinking, not ever. The kingdom of God is at hand now. With all the bitterness we see, all the animosity that we hear of, it seems strange. The kingdom of God now. All the animosity in our families, in our communities. Interesting to think about. Because we think that our issues are too insurmountable. The desert is way too wide. And we just can't face up to what we need to do. The poverty is too rough to be smoothed away for a highway made for our God. So if you try to start the kingdom of God out here, I'm not sure how it would even grow in the first place. But that's the very thing about this passage and about the kingdom of God, right? The kingdom of God is already here. Mark's gospel tells us right at the beginning this week as well, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It's already begun. It's alive. It's alive in us and around us the people of God. And the good news is alive in us, growing even in difficult places like the desert. The good news is alive, clearing out the rocks and making a straight way in rough places. The good news is alive in us to push aside the cynicism and our despair that we may think as we look out on our world. The hopelessness and the apathy are gone, to make a way for the kingdom of God here and now, even when what we see is desert. Even in our lives, the kingdom of God is here at hand, even in Harrisburg, Concord, Charlotte. That is the good news, and it begins now. Thanks for being with us this evening at RRPC for our Wednesday evening time of devotion and Bible study. I hope you have a great Advent journey. Remember, be safe, be well, and be the church.